This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. JCPenney made some news today. Another round of executive musical chairs. The recently troubled retailer has a new chief merchant. Kohl's and Target have made similar announcements lately. And I can hear you from here, right? Hey, Kai, what is a chief merchant anyway? Marketplace's Nova Sappho is on it.
Come back with me to the late 80s when Zuba pants were big. If you're about to Google Zuba pants like I did for this story, do your eyes a favor and stop. They're baggy exercise pants with zebra print. Thank goodness they're ancient history, right? Apparently not.
Yes, it's finally true. Zubas have returned after a 12-year hiatus.
Ticket package, and you will get a pair of these D-back Zubas pants.
A chief merchant's job is to decide whether this is a real thing or a temporary blip.
There's some risk-taking involved.
That's analyst Paul Swinand of Morningstar. He says a chief merchant is basically the chief buyer for a retail outlet, for everything from appliances to housewares to high fashion.
The chief merchant will visit boutique stores, key to spotting trends, popular things in the South for the spring, popular things in the winter, show up early in Minneapolis.
Sounds like a great job for any teen in America.
That's part of the challenge, right? You have a chief merchant who could be a bit older.
Analyst Brian Solis of Altimeter Group says there is an art to the job. A chief merchant has to live outside the corporate bubble and even outside of their own tastes and wants.
And that's really what it comes down to, is having relevant perspective to build a brand that people are just going to want.
These days, chief merchants are often competing with data crunchers looking at consumer patterns. Walmart last year decided to not even fill its vacated chief merchant position. Still, the role is important for many retailers, especially, say our analysts, during the crucial holiday shopping season. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.